Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province who is an assistant to the Master of the Order for Fraternal Life and Formation. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, A Struggle to the Life.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the course of the night, Jacob arose, took his two wives with the two maidservants and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had taken them across the stream and had brought over all his possessions, Jacob was left there alone. Then some man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the hip socket was wrenched as they wrestled. The man then said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be spoken of as Jacob, but as Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed." Jacob then asked him, "Do tell me your name, please." He answered, "Why should you want to know my name?" With that, he bade him farewell. Jacob named the place Peniel. "Because I have seen God face to face," he said, "yet my life has been spared." At sunrise, as he left Peniel, Jacob limped along because of his hip. That is why to this day the children of Israel do not eat the sciatic muscle that is on the hip socket, inasmuch as Jacob's hip socket was struck at the sciatic muscle. This is one of the most well-known, but also one of the most mysterious texts in the book of Genesis. If you ever go to Paris, it's well worth the effort to find your way to the Church of Saint-Sulpice and to see there the wonderful painting by Delacroix of Jacob wrestling with the angel. He wrestled through the night with someone. The translation used here is "some man." Normally we talk about Jacob wrestling with the angel or Jacob wrestling with God. It could have been Esau, his brother, with whom he struggled all his life. It could have been himself, with whom he struggled all his life. It is the angel of the Lord. It is God. Normally, this is how the struggling, the wrestling, is understood. Through the night. To the death, no, to the life. A struggle to the life, because in the morning, a new man is born, a new man called Israel. He went into the night called Jacob, and he emerged from the night called Israel, because he had contended with the Lord. He had struggled and wrestled with the Lord. Spiritual combat is a phrase we hear from time to time, and this is one of the most important texts in the Bible about spiritual combat, about the struggle that is inevitably involved in seeking to live up to the law of the Lord, in seeking to follow Jesus faithfully. And the struggle can be with many things in many directions. A struggle with ourselves, with the limitations of our own character, with our own moral weaknesses. A struggle with other people to find our place, to find our way, to have our say, to bear witness to what we believe to be true in the world, in politics, and so on. A struggle with forces, as St. Paul says, that are more than flesh and blood, the whole mysterious realm of supernatural beings, of other creatures that there might be in the world, and who might, it seems, as most religious traditions believe, have the capacity to provoke us, to irritate us, to distract us, to interfere with us, the whole demonic realm. But at the top of all that, and more radical than all that, is the spiritual combat with God, the struggle with God, to understand God, to understand God's ways in our lives and in the lives of the church, in the life of the world, in the lives of people. And that is the most fundamental struggle, which is why the preference in the tradition is to talk about Jacob wrestling with God. At the end, it seems that this is confirmed. "Tell me your name, please, Jacob," Israel says to the one with whom he has been wrestling. "Why should you want to know my name?" is the answer, which sounds like the kind of answer we expect from God, who is not to be named in the Bible. Who prevails in this struggle? Who wins the wrestling match? The first reading from Genesis says that Jacob is the one who is prevailing, and yet he is wounded, and significantly wounded, because he spends the rest of his life limping. There are two further texts in the Bible which refer back to this incident, and they both speak in an ambivalent way about the outcome of the struggle. The prophet Hosea, for example, in chapter 12, talking about Jacob struggling and wrestling with the angel, says, "He strove with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor." He did and he didn't. He prevailed, but he also wept and sought his favor. And the other text is in the Book of Wisdom, chapter 10. In his, Jacob's, arduous contest, she gave him the victory. Wisdom gave him the victory, so that he might learn that godliness is more powerful than anything else. And again, the answer is ambivalent. Jacob is given the victory, but he's given the victory in order to learn something, that godliness is more powerful than anything else. So it's a wonderful text on which we can meditate very often. It's a text which has been used across the centuries as a story encapsulating the spiritual journey, the spiritual struggle, which all human beings, all Christians certainly, will be called to engage in. It applies therefore also to preachers, to those who believe they are called to speak the word in the Christian community. Their struggle with the word will have something of this character, a struggle through the night, through the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of sin, a struggle to the life, wrestling with the word in order to see what is the life-giving word which is contained in these texts. What is the place of life, the illumination, the light which I can find in this text to share with those who will listen to what I have to say? Very often, usually, that light shines first back into the mind and heart and soul of the one who is trying to do the preaching, so that it becomes each time a personal struggle on the part of that person with the word of God. And his preaching, her preaching, will always in some way limp. There's a certain consolation in this, but there's a great wisdom in it as well, that it is very often when the preaching is breaking down that the light of God's word shines through, just as the disciples at Emmaus recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Often the truth which we are preaching, the truth to which we are trying to bear witness, is one that is seen by people through our words, not so much in our words as through our words, and in the moments in which our words break down, in which our preaching collapses for one reason or another, people might recognize him in the breaking of our words. So we continue on our way. We continue to take on each day the Christian struggle, the spiritual combat with ourselves, with the world, with the demonic realm, above all, at the center of it all, our struggle with God, our efforts to understand God, our efforts to be closer to God, to God's godliness, God's holiness, as the Book of Wisdom says, to learn through the arduous contest of our lives that godliness is more powerful than anything else. This is what it is all about. It's what the Bible is all about. This pedagogy, this initiation of the people of Israel, God's people, into an understanding and a relationship with him. It is what the Christian church and its life is all about, an initiation of people into an understanding and a relationship with God, which have been established by Jesus. But there is always the need for the struggle. There is always the need to persevere through the nights of our lives with confidence and with hope, knowing that even if we do emerge wounded and limping from these contests, we emerge also with a deeper understanding of God. We emerge with a stronger experience, a deeper experience of the presence of God, of the mystery of God at the heart of our lives.